Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the midday show here on a Funk Friday, a football Friday, getting you set for a lot of big games, some locals, some national, all over the place here. Falcons hosting the Commanders on Sunday. Jane Daniels ruled out. Terry McLaurin ruled out. And so it'll be Marcus Mariota leading the charge for DC. Hopefully the Falcons can handle business there. And certainly another big week of college football. And we're at the point now, Randy, where week by week, they just start churning them out.
Yeah.
Most of these conferences are into conference matchups, and even though some of these teams are letdowns, Florida Gators,
I just saw something about Florida.
Oh, he can't be good.
No, but it was something. Oh, God.
Like you say, immediately, no, it wasn't.
It just lost it. It was talking about basically the possible hiring of Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I don't know why we keep doing this.
I don't know either.
Do you think he's leaving Ole Miss?
I think they're better. Lane has Ole Miss where he wants them to be. And obviously, he wants them to be in the championship. But, I mean, I know Florida was a better job. Is Florida a better job right now?
I think ultimately he could. I still think you could do things at Florida that maybe you can't do at Ole Miss. But Florida would have to deal with the buyout. Now, Lane's going to interview for Florida if they fire Napier because – an extension is an extension is an extension,
right?
And you're going to use Florida, and Florida's going to be used by multiple schools, I would imagine, to get their coaches new extensions.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah. Like, Lane going to stay getting paid because if it's not Auburn or if it wasn't Auburn.
Randy, they're a top 10 team.
I know, exactly.
They win this weekend, they jump into the top seven.
There's no reason to. If Florida wants him, he's gonna have to bring the bank. Now, I don't know what
Might have to make him the highest paid coach in college football.
And that would be
that might be the only way.
Crazy. That'd be crazy if Lane Kiffin becomes that. But if they want him that bad, you're gonna have to go. You have to reach in their pockets. I know Florida have deep pockets.
All these schools can if they want.
Yeah,
like
they'll figure it out.
It'd be interesting. I don't know who would be atop Florida's list. Obviously, I do agree about Lane Kiffin. Do you try? I mean, is Dan Lanning going to leave?
No, Dan's not leaving Oregon for Florida.
And how far down this list before you get to Dabo and you start conversations?
Oh, God, no. No, 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 not Dabo.
All right, well, you want John Gruden?
Yep, there you go.
No, wait, what? No.
I don't care. I'm just making a joke.
I know.
I'm making a joke.
I know.
I'm terrified, by the way.
I'm terrified that's where it heads.
You think so?
I'm terrified that's where it heads.
That'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting.
The argument against, like, a Ryan Silverfield at Memphis or John Summerall at Tulane is you just did that with Billy Napier. Yeah. Are you going to try and bring in another guy successful from a group of five that is young up and coming?
You try to go get Dillingham from Arizona State.
I like that.
Yeah, or somebody like that, maybe.
Yeah, I would much more prefer either a steady or up and comer from. I mean, Marcus Freeman's not leaving Notre Dame, but dang, would I love that?
Yeah, that'd be good. That would be a good fire.
I would make him the highest paid coach in college football. By the way,
oh, you would.
At Florida, if I could get him to leave, I think he'd be worth it.
Okay.
But, yeah, Dillingham's a good option. Cignetti?
Yeah.
Am I sold on him?
I mean, but he has everything you're trying to find, right?
I think.
Yeah. So I think you know
he'd be another year. Another year of that team making the playoffs.
They're going to win.
He's going to be tough.
Florida's going to win every game after the Georgia game. And it's going to be
how many games they play?
Look at that right there. Look how he got this team playing going.
What are you talking about? Do I need to pull up the schedule? No, they're not.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They may not win another game. They probably play some bum team.
It'll probably be possible.
All right. Anyways, they don't play this week. So we spent half of this segment talking about a team that doesn't play. Let's talk about the ones that do. The most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow.
You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? He may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and last week and how that looked. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like, and you got to be ready to prepare for that.
Yeah, and 48 hours away from kickoff, they do know now, the Falcons, that Jaden Daniels is out. It is going to be Marcus Mariota. We'll deal with that in our next segment when we get to the Falcons' keys to the game. Want to jump back to the games on Saturday. Georgia, I got a couple of keys to the games here. They're not. They're all obvious, right? Like, don't give up big plays in the pass game the way you did against Tennessee. Is this a secondary that can bounce back, use the bye week? Is it more about the front, too, is the other aspect? Keep being told there's guys on this pass rush that can get to the quarterback, and we didn't really see that against Tennessee. I think that would certainly help out for Georgia on the back end, Randy.
Let's see. What do I have here? Whoever rushes the quarterback better.
Yep.
And no big plays versus big plays. I think that Georgia has got to figure out how to pressure Ty Simpson. If they can do that, they should be okay. The run game, got to get going early. I think the biggest, you know, is the energy that's going to be in San Francisco. You haven't lost a damn home game in, mm-hmm. you know, and it's been that long since you've lost a home game in regulation. So, obviously, you have your advantages there. But I think Georgia's better than Alabama. I do. I think Georgia's better. That's why I think Georgia's going to win this football game. But I think it's going to be right around where that line is. It's going to be a four-quarter game. The biggest thing with Georgia is that they can't allow Alabama to get those big plays, those biggest plays.
Yeah.
If they're going to get touchdowns or whatever, make them drive it. Don't give up the one play. Throw it up in there because they're going to do that because of what happened at Tennessee. They're going to, if Georgia can't rush the pass like they did against Tennessee, they're going to force these Georgia corners to cover the deep ball. That's always been a staple in the Georgia defense. Is Kirby's in that we don't give up big plays. And for them to give up three plays over 30 yards last week or 2 weeks ago against Tennessee is unacceptable. Ty Simpson's been playing great, but he hasn't played this team. He hasn't
right.
played athletes like we have here at Georgia, like we have at Georgia. I know we have getting jamming those guys back is going to help. Like this is a fully loaded Alabama team. So the thing with Georgia, we don't know what's going to go with the offensive line. Do they go with two freshmen starting on the right side? Well, you know what? Damn it, go play freaking football because. I think Roddy said it best. This ain't the same core that's been losing to Alabama.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to figure if you're Kirby, you got to come with a new demeanor. I mean, but yet you still have a Bama problem till you don't.
You mentioned Jam Miller, Bama running back, returning to his first action of the season. What is his workload like? Is he over? Is he going to get over 15 touches here?
I don't know. But I think one of the biggest things, and he hurt Georgia last year in the pass game. So, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing because they came out with a different look than we thought. That's how they jumped on us.
Yeah.
They had the ultimate X factor in that game last year, and that was Jalen Milroe's legs.
Right.
We couldn't figure out a way to corral him and get him back. We're not going to worry about it with Ty Simpson.
No.
He's going to pretty much be where he gets snapped the ball to.
I know you stood on this after that Tennessee game. You didn't think Georgia started fast enough, and I understand you're down 21-7 and how that looks. I thought that they had an okay first half in terms of – you know, we've kind of talked over the past couple seasons, Randy, about is Georgia needs to start faster on offense.
Yes.
I'm not saying start fast, but you certainly can't be down 21-7 in this game.
No, tomorrow's no exception to the rule. You got to start fast. I think the thing with Bama is that, you know, we know their road woes since Kalen DeBoer has been there. the first road game to competition. It rained a lot. It was sloppy, and I thought Florida State just had a good game plan. Can Georgia be the more physical football team in this game? Can they get can they get the explosive plays and limit them? I think you heard all week people. What did they say? We learned a lot about Gunnar Stockton and all those different things. I still didn't want to see it. One game doesn't make me learn about
you. Yeah, but that was going to be my next question.
But I think that when you look at how he played and how Bobo called the game, Gunnar Stockton is going to be so valuable to this game with his legs, maybe. You know, maybe with his legs. Because this is one of those games where everything in the playbook is at your disposal.
Even in the national championship year, certainly last year, I wouldn't have said this, and I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable saying it this year than in previous years, is that I don't think Georgia wants to be in a high-scoring game, right? And even in the national championship years, that was still a defensive squad, and there were at times, and certainly before you won the first championship, what Stetson Bennett is going to be and what that offense can be, and last year as well. I feel more comfortable saying that I think Georgia could win if it's a shootout based on what I've seen from the offense this year.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, yeah, that's the thing with great teams, too. Even when, you know, we were, you know, defensive oriented and all those different things,
right,
we still had one of the best offenses in football, you know, and I think that that's what Kirby wants to get back to. They need to run the football tomorrow. Nate Frazier needs to hang on to the football tomorrow because I think he's going to get a lot of the carries tomorrow. But I think Gunner and these weapons on offense – that's why I asked Roddy the question. I was like, is this offense better than what you had last year? Now, I still think Carson Beck is a better quarterback than Gunnar Stockton. But at the same time, he's the right quarterback.
For the talent around Gunnar, though,
is a lot better
in the receiving room.
And then with Carson Beck, was able to do. No turnovers. I mean, that's the great thing about Carson. Yep. He hasn't had any turnovers yet. I think we have the better special teams than they do.
I wrote special teams down, too. Yeah.
But, the ultimate thing is going to come down to who can rush the passer and who can make the big play.
I wrote down one thought here for Penn. Well, I wrote down a couple, but here's the one I'll share. Penn State, Oregon, the wild cards and difference makers. Drew Aller or Dante Moore? I think one of those guys is going to come out of this game as a Heisman contender.
Yes.
And obviously, I think whoever it is wins this game. Drew Aller's been just so-so. I think you ask people, he's been inconsistent this year. If he finds it, I think Penn State can win. And then if Dante Moore does what he's been doing through these first 4 weeks, I think Oregon's offense, and they've started slow the past two games after starting red hot the first two. I think if they start fast, Oregon, they could run away with this game. But if Penn State can make this a kind of an uglier affair, time possession, control the ball, that sort of style, maybe it does suit them ultimately. This one's going to be a good one, too, though, up there at night.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere, man. I mean, anytime you get to see that all white. I wish they would wear all white, too, because usually when it's all white, they wear the blue steel. I wish if they wore the all white, too, that would be so cold-blooded. But, yeah, I think
with the same specs the Cardinals had?
No, definitely not that. I think I like Penn. I'm going to go on a limb. I don't think it's a limb because I think Penn State is very, very good. I'm going to give James Franklin the benefit of the doubt and think he can go get it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know much about either team. Yeah. If we're just going to be realistic, based on the competition, I've seen Oregon's offense be more explosive than I thought they would be, but will it stack up against a pretty good defense? And same thing for Penn State. I'm told they're talented. Let's see it against a team they've got to go out and beat.
Hey, don't forget, guys, you can always listen to Sports Radio 99 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Falcons, keys to the game. You've already got a couple guys ruled out for the Commanders. How does it impact what we think this team needs to do to come out 2-2? That's coming up on the other side here. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. Falcons, keys to the game next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, whoa!
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy today. Randy McMichael. Getting ready to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, their keys to the game. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Ryder Cup underway, and one match already in favor currently to Team Europe. They are one up as Scotty Scheffler tries to draw even. Two of the other matches all tied as they are underway, and one match just about to tee off. Europe took a 3-1 lead this morning, but we'll see how it plays out through these afternoon foursomes and if the U.S. can make it interesting heading in today to tomorrow. So we'll keep in a loose eye on that, but I'll be honest, it'll be tough to watch Sunday. You're going to have the NFL at 9:30.
The Ryder Cup will get no eyes this weekend. I mean, you know what?
It'll be on tomorrow morning, I guess.
I won't say that, you know, because I do enjoy it. And
well, if it's competitive coming down the stretch Sunday, you got multiple TVs.
That could be there, but you got a lot of stuff going on that weekend. This weekend, I should say, as far as sports wise. But yeah, I mean, like I said, Ryder Cup's cool. It's cool. It's not in my wheelhouse, as I said, but it's cool. Not a problem. But yeah, it don't look like it's going to be that much more competitive. They need to have a good afternoon. How about we just say it like that?
I got a couple of things here written down. Most of them, again, are relatively obvious, but things I want to hammer towards the Falcons. Well, I want to get yours first, though.
I was going to say, because I know that he went out, he was sick. Terrell Williams, the DC for the Patriots, he's going to be away for a while.
Okay.
They said that because some news just came down. And I know Terrell, so that just hit me like that. But hopefully this is something that's going to pass by. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing, and, you know, and I told, remember Wednesday we had Dave Archer on, I said, we're going, moving along. You got to move on. You got to move on from, and I know.
Turn the page, yeah.
You got to turn the page from that, but that's not the key. That's just something that should be relevant. Don't let the Panthers beat you twice. I think that's most important. Special teams got to be special. They cannot. And I mean, they looked horrendous. I know they got the turnover on special teams, but I'm talking about the fielding of the kicks, the making of the field goals. I don't know who's going to kick for this team on Sunday, but I mean, you're in a controlled environment. You got to be a reliable part. You got to be the more reliable unit between the two teams, the Falcons special teams. The next one is, and this is the most important, one of the most important things to me, don't press. Something is going to go wrong tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday. And it could be early in the game. It could be something, when we mentioned it on Wednesday or Thursday, mentioned it as far as something going wrong, that energy trying to leak out of that building. Don't press. We talked about it earlier. You know what? There's a situation where I know the other people have noticed, you know, a certain play where Kyle Pitts is running wide open down the middle of the field. It's going to happen again. Now, it could happen because, you know, they're disguising something. Don't press. Don't press if you're a receiver. I got to get out of my break earlier because I got to make a play. No, run the right depth, be in your right position and everything. Michael, don't press if you miss your first three passes. Don't get into a point where I got to fit this ball in here and all those things. Give the ball to seven. Give the ball to seven and give the ball to seven because the Commanders are good on defense. But they got some older players, and I like Bijan's matchup with Wags. I do. Now, they're coming off of a game where my man Von Miller had two sacks. Don't get him started because he's still as crafty as they come. No damn game balls. No damn game balls. All right, just saw this thing on Washington Commanders thing. Marcus Mariota is a captain for the game. No damn game balls. Do not let him come in here because we know that Jaden Daniels is not going to play. We know that Terry McLaurin is not going to play. That is advantage Falcons. He's going to give you an opportunity to get the ball meaning either he's going to throw it crazy or he's going to fumble. Did it last week, had a big fumble after he broke out. And I'm talking about he's out in the clear, fumbles the ball. Marcus Mariota is going to give you the ball. All right, you got to catch it, and you got to fall on it and poke it out because he's going to do it if you're the Falcons. And whatever, I can't read my damn handwriting. And lastly, composure, man. All right,
yeah.
Keep your composure. Again, there's going to be a time on Sunday afternoon where it's going to feel like, oh, hell, here we go again. Just keep your composure, man. Just keep your composure and try to prove your head coach right. Try to prove him right. Try to make the offense. Try to prove him right. That's what we thought that when the offense looks good on Sunday. That is why we brought him down there. We thought it would be this, and this. Oh, you saw the receivers. One of them finally got a touchdown. That's why the change was made because we wanted to get TJ. Whatever. Try to make your head coach right.
So I got a couple of things that I want to echo and a couple of things I want to build upon that you've already talked about. And I want to ask you about Mariota as well. I wrote down don't let him get a dang game ball. The question for me is that something that you're more worried from him beating you with his arms or with his legs?
Legs.
And I think part of that is also because McLaurin is out, and that ties into it. You got to be able to deal with a running quarterback. Yep. And that is something that, I don't want to say traditionally, but we have seen guys, Baker Mayfield's already gotten you at times this year. You have got to deal with a running quarterback, and so you'll deal with that with Mariota. Don't listen to the noise. And there's been a lot of criticism of the pistol. There's been a lot of criticism of the receivers. There's been a lot of criticism of the lack of deep ball attempts, whatever it is. And if it's there, take it. I'm not saying ignore it completely, but don't listen to the noise. Do what you're confident in if you're the Falcons. Don't adjust just because people are complaining. And again, if it comes naturally, it comes naturally. But I want to see it. I don't want you to force it from that aspect. You tell me you want to be a running team? Go be a running team. Like you said, Bijan, Algier, Bijan. Run the ball. I want to look up at the stats at the end of the day and say, boy, we only had 17 carries and Penix threw it 36 times. I don't even have to. I mean, again, however many the numbers are, the numbers, there should be close to a balance, if not more runs than passes. And so you've sat here and told me you're going to be a run team. This is the identity we want to have. Told me Bijan Robinson is the best player in football. Give him the opportunity to prove it with touches. And you mentioned this one. Field goals, kickoff, returns. These are not things we should be discussing on Monday.
Correct.
I do not want to talk about a knuckleball kickoff, a field goal competition, or anything that happens in special teams unless we're crediting a new kicker, a return man, whatever it is. You want to credit guys, fine. This can't be part of the discussion when we get there on Monday. So those are the things that I'm looking at. And I said it before, Randy, and I'll say it again. Don't be surprised if they force a deep ball early. I think it's coming. I think they have heard the noise, and I think Zach Robinson, his time has.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't like that. I don't like that noise thing that you're saying. Okay, all right, guys.
But it happened week two last year. That's why I say it. Well, we all complained about a pistol for a week straight against the Steelers, and what do? They ran almost no pistol for half the game in week two last year, which ended up being a good game against the Eagles.
Because there was game plan. I think more games plans at a game plan specific. I think this team needs, like you said, all your points are so valid. But more than anything, they're better. I think they're better than Washington because Washington doesn't have Jaden Daniels. You're better than this team. Go beat them. Now, they've lost the worst teams, and I understand that, but they don't have their starting quarterback or their starting receiver. Go beat them. Do not allow Marcus Mariota to come into this freaking building, across the street, around the block and down the corner from us, and win this damn football game. All right, don't do it. We were talking about credit and all that bull jive last week. You bit and you go up there and you lay an egg in Charlotte. Don't let freaking Marcus Mariota come into this damn building and beat your ass.
Yeah.
All right. That's just, I mean, all right. He had a good week last week. He's a backup for a damn reason. All right. Do not let him come in here and the Washington Commanders without their starting quarterback or their starting wide receiver and beat your ass on Sunday afternoon. Period.
The other thing is less game planny and more just, I don't know what Penix needs to do to get himself right.
Play better.
Yeah, but it's more than just.
It really ain't more than that. Play better.
I agree with that. It is play better, but whatever was going on with his footwork and his mechanics, and I don't know.
You're not gonna fix footwork and mechanic like that in one damn week. Play better.
Whatever it was, we can't see that again.
He's got to play better.
Yeah.
He's got to play better. They got to play better around him. You see, I'm getting irritated right now. Don't lose to freaking Marcus Mariota and the Washington freaking Commanders. They're good with him. They are all right. Don't give me to them what they did last week. All right. The Vegas Raiders, come
Can
on.
Can I be honest? I don't think they're that good.
I don't think they're
even last year.
I sold, even when I said this coming into the season about this, I'm not sold on them
yeah.
because of all the last minute possessions and all that. Don't lose to the freaking Washington Commanders with Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. Period.
I felt like they caught a heater last year. And hopefully that's not the case this year. And hopefully you can head in. And don't forget, you're going into a bye week. And I think that's part of it, too, the mindset. Head into a bye week with some momentum. That'd be really nice, too. All right. When we come back, the midday AMA. Any question, any topic, Abe Gordon, I'm here to answer him. Randy McMichael, he's here to answer him. Bo Johnson can get involved as well. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 404-726-0929. The Midday AMA is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the Midday AMA, as we wrap up a really fun week here, building towards a big football weekend, and we will start things off here with Alexis, who is in Lilburn. What's going on, Alexis?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hope everything is well with you guys. I've been saving this phone call for Andy, but since he's not there, Abe, you're going to have to take this call, pretend you're him. I just want to apologize for that butt-whooping that my Buckeye is going to give the Huskies tomorrow. Secondly, just tell me about situational football. Why is it so hard for, like, coaches and players to kind of do, like, trend in the situational football where, like, timeouts and place kicking, things like that? That's my call. Thanks a lot.
I think the Andy part was the Washington.
Oh.
And you're wrong. Washington's going to put up a big fight, and you guys probably won't even cover.
Probably
might
not.
Even win.
Probably not.
What now?
Why is it so hard for what?
Basic clock management and that, you know, sort of stuff.
It's not that it's hard. It's just that it happens. And it happens to everybody more times than not. But it depends a lot of times if what comes out of it. Like, do you miss out on like a game-winning field goal because you didn't have any timeouts because you mismanaged all those different things? Time management and clock management, it happens league-wide every weekend. Believe me, because the reason I know is because my man who was a special teams coach here all those years ago, who was my special teams coach, every week we used to have these meetings, Abe, and it would be stuff like that. You're like, damn, Bill Belichick mismanaged the clock on this play right here. It's just something that happens all the time.
I get why it's frustrating.
But I know it's frustrating.
I also just think it's so much more, and Rainey, you can speak directly to this. I think it's so much more complicated than we make it from our couches at home.
You damn show Skippy.
I think there's communication both between a head coach or an assistant coach and the official.
Skippy.
A head coach and an assistant coach and the player. I think sometimes the player is probably a little hesitant, waiting for the coach to do something.
You ain't got to say no more.
Right.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
But damn, Randy, I'm not at home saying, how hard can it be to know that you need to either call a timeout or you can't throw the ball in bounds or whatever the situation is? I get it, but at the same time, it's like, man, we all know what has to happen here, and it just sometimes doesn't happen. James is in Douglasville. What's going on, James?
Yo, hey, what's going on? Peach County Radio, what's good?
What's going on,
man? Man, real quick, because of the bye week and our next opponent after the bye week, I know this is the most must-win game like I can ever remember. But to win this game, I want to know what's off the table. Is it game plan or are we going for broke? What would you do? Are you game planning or are you going for broke?
I'm game planning. It's too early in the season to go for broke. I thought about that the other day. It's like, don't, because I know a lot of people view how Dan Campbell coaches. That's his style of coaching, and his team is prepared for all that. Don't go. You mentioned it about the field goal.
I still feel that way. Yeah.
Don't go out of character trying stuff. You don't need that.
Right? I don't think you overextend too much. Hold on, Abe.
It's still too early to be sitting there saying, okay, well, we got to go for it on 4th and 6. No, play the game. Play the game, because once you start doing that kind of stuff, that's when you get your ass in trouble. That's when you get your ass in trouble.
I certainly think there could be a situation, especially if you miss an early field goal, where it changes how aggressive you are on 4th downs.
It could be.
But I also don't think you get reckless early in a game on field position and what the field goal may be and the score situation,
You don't got to go all out right now. You're not out of it or by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I think it sounded like he's talking about go for broke in terms of the season. For me, it's just, boy, if you miss a first field goal, Randy,
right.
I don't know how many more I'm attempting unless, like, game situation says it can't be a negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would look at it multiple ways at that point. And we still don't know who's going to be kicking, by the way.
Exactly.
Romo, whatever. Again, be nice if we score some in the red zone, and we're worried about missing 1-pointers, not 3-pointers. But there you go. Chuck is in Atlanta. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, how y'all doing? I don't know if I want to say it's been fortunate or unfortunate, but for my body it's been unfortunate, but for my head it's been fortunate. I've got a chance to listen to every single broadcast from 92.9, a bit of it, since Monday. And it's just so much smoke on Michael Penix, and it's unbelievable. I'm asking myself, we've had other, not Atlanta, but there's been other rookie quarterbacks in the NFL, and there's been some veterans that thrown 5 interceptions in a game, and they haven't got as much smoke as Michael Penix. So my AMA question is, can we just cut Michael Penix, get rid of Kirk Cousins, and just go get Matt Fromm, so everybody like him, and get Dave Archer and somebody else to just back him up. And then everybody be happy.
What are you talking about, Chuck?
Hold on.
Ain't nobody stud you, Chuck. Ain't nobody been on Michael Penix. He did not play well. And it's okay to point out the fact that he didn't play well.
If anything, I don't think he got enough heat.
I mean, it ain't about heat.
But it's one game.
It's about pointing out the obvious. He didn't play well. Now, I don't know what nobody else did on their show. I ain't in the car a lot to listen to nobody else's show. I know what we said on our show, and we pointed out the obvious.
Yeah.
He didn't play well. He has to play better. All right, Chuck.
I also don't think it's a trend either for Michael Penix. Like, he had one game where he was just off. Whatever was going on in week 3, it was off. There's a chance that he rebounds in a very good way this week.
And it's a possibility he might not. He might play bad again. He's still a rookie. He's still a young player. But I'm not going to excuse the fact that because he's a rookie, he didn't play well. And it's okay to point that out, Chuck.
I was reminded, by the way, and I found it funny. You remember after week 2 when we're like, Michael Penix, only quarterback with no turnover-worthy throws. Right. I did find that a little funny.
He did have 2 of them.
Thinking back, it may have been more than 2. But anyway, it was a bad game. I'm hoping it was a blip, and we return to regularly programmed Michael Penix where we have faith and trust and a win and we move forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that much. I mean, it does bother me, but yeah, I don't know. Mike is in Atlanta. What's going on, Mike?
All right, man. Some questions just ain't worthy of the AMA. But anyhow, I got a, this is a question for both of y'all, and this is just my opinion. So if you go to, like, it was Freddy's Burger Place, and I type in the kiosk myself and order what I want, and then at the end when you get ready to pay for it, a prompt comes up for a tip. Why would I tip you and you work on the cash register?
I don't get that. I'm so with you.
Man.
I'm so with you on that. It is usually at one of those places. Like, it was a place down, remember that that sushi spot that was downstairs. And, like, I would order the food, we'd go down there and get it. They didn't make it, but she would flip it around, and then it was like, tip, it, well, how many percent or just a tip? I'm like, you didn't do nothing. You went and got my bag and handed it to me. So I'm so with you. I'll usually tip a couple bucks because I just
– You feel guilty?
I feel guilty for whatever reason.
Nope, sure
but,
don't.
I'm with you on that
one. There's one place where they flip that thing around and I actually tip, and it's at the haircut. Other than that, no.
Yeah.
You could flip it around with that look as much as you want.
Man, I'd be like,
I'm going to flip it
I don't understand that part right there.
Have you ever clicked for receipt? Or email? I always just click no receipt.
No receipt. No email.
Cody is incoming. What's going on, Cody?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I was calling. First off, happy Friday, man.
Yes, sir.
So Dan Quinn is coming in here, our former head coach. I was just seeing, do y'all think he's going to have any kind of advantage? I know a lot has changed, but half our coaching staff worked underneath that man while he was here. Do you think he's going to still be picking up on tendencies and stuff that, like, Jeff and Coach Rob be doing? And then secondly, this game, I feel like it's going to wash our memory of last week no matter what happens, because if we win, we're going to be like, all right, we did it, now let's move on. If we lose, it's going to be even worse loss because we're losing to our former starting quarterback that quit on us, that is now a backup across the league, and our former head coach.
Yes, that's what we said. The last key was no damn game balls because of that reason.
We
right
lose
there
to because, Bryce Young though
because of him. And the simple fact is that the whole tendency type thing is
– Well, look, if he knows them, they know him. It goes both ways.
That was going to be the biggest thing. But I think Dan is – he's evolved so much from when he came here as far as his scheme, schematics, and all those different things. I don't think that – you know, because pretty much everybody runs the same kind of damn offenses nowadays, and especially the one that the Falcons run now. So, no, I don't think that Dan has any kind of advantage because they worked under him, because it's been so long since that's happened.
Yeah, I don't think there's an advantage, but that's just me. What do we got? Brandon in Woodstock, top of the line. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. A couple questions. If this week turns out like last week, do you think heads are going to roll? And honestly, how much faith do you think the fans should be putting into our head coach who has an overall career record of less than 500? Thanks, guys.
I think that's a question that you have to ask yourself as a fan. How much faith do you have in?
I know where I stand.
I can't exactly. Abe knows how he stands, all those things. So I'm not going to tell a fan how they should feel. That's not my job. But I do think that when you try to define head roll, will somebody get fired if they lose? No.
I disagree.
No, nobody's getting fired.
Let me be more clear. I think if Penix in the offense looks the way they did against Carolina in a bad loss at home, heading into a bye week,
right?
I think Zach Robinson gets fired.
And then who's going to call the plays, Abe?
Don't know.
Okay.
Michael Petre.
See, that's the thing about it is everybody keeps saying this, but then I ask the question, who's going to call plays? Nobody has the answer. Nobody has the answer.
No, nobody but I do think
this?
That I kill
you. How about this? And I'm not putting nothing. I'm not taking no type of blame or anything or defending Zach. How about your freaking quarterback play better?
How about your freaking
receivers play better? How about all that go?
Oh, I had T.J. Yates calling plays.
How about all that go better, and then Zach run the football?
I get that.
And it's gonna if Michael Penix. As bad as much as people want to talk about that P word we were talking about.
Yes.
They weren't talking about it when they were gashing the hell out of Minnesota in the damn pistol.
Right.
If Michael Penix plays better.
Oh, that P word.
They will look better. Period.
All of that's correct. But if he doesn't play better, heading into a bye week.
What is another coordinator going to do if Michael Penix don't play better?
Honestly, the more I think about it, it might be more than just another coordinator.
What's it, another head coach?
Yeah.
He's not going to fire him.
Yeah.
He's not going to fire him.
This is the tough thing about the bye week as early as it is.
It is. But
it's
not,
too early.
He's not going to fire
him. You better score some points. You better not get shut out twice in a row.
All of that is self-explanatory.
If you get shut out twice in a row, someone's getting fired.
All of that is self-explanatory. Your quarterback has to play better.
As whatever sort of football mind you believe me to have, I don't think someone should get fired. I think if it looks that bad again, someone will. That's just what I think would happen. Gabe is in East Atlanta. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Friday.
You
Falcon
too.
Friday. I don't have questions. I'm just going to echo Randy. Like, everybody wants Zach Robinson to get fired, but who calls the players? I know you said TJ Yates, but he has the same amount of experience or less experience than Zach. So I think everybody knows, like, Penix has to play better.
Did you just say he called a preseason
game? You remember that? This was called preseason game.
He called the third preseason game. But again, like, I think it's really just cumulative of the offense not performing well.
It's everybody.
Zach coming down.
That's what I keep saying. It's all. Now, you can't get rid of Michael Penix. You can't do that.
Right.
It's the whole group. Watch. Again, I don't grind tape, but I have to go back because I'm going back to, and I'm thinking to myself, I know I'm not freaking crazy. I record every Falcons game, and I sat back this week for some reason. I just watched it.
Yeah,
it ain't all Zach.
I think it's way less than most people tend to think.
Less, you're absolutely correct. That's why I keep saying. Abe. I ain't no tape grinder. I don't be trying to say, well, I watched all this so far.
I don't know. But just admitted to it.
I actually went back and watched the actual game, and I'm sitting there like,
it's there. It's there.
Now, I understand he has to be the scapegoat and all that. I get it. Fine, whatever. But I always come from a player's perspective when I speak on anything. And I know when a play caller can't call plays, it's not that Zach Robinson can't call plays. They're not executing the plays. My issue with Zach Robinson is, Bijan should not have 13 damn carries.
And that's a game
plan.
But
when you're talking about the game plan as far as like calling the play
call, right.
It's there.
I don't know. I don't know how anyone can watch what happened in week three,
it's
Randy.
It's there.
And the takeaway not be how much Penix struggled.
He did.
And that's where it started.
He did.
I just don't know how your first thought is, boy, terrible play call from the OC. I don't know how you watch what Penix was doing, the inaccuracy, some of the misreads, whatever it was, and think that Zach Robinson's the issue. I agree.
Zach is a part of the problem.
Sure.
Because he calls the plays.
But the players
are just, if not more, the problem. Receiver's not getting over it. Michael being indecisive. There's so much to go in there. That's why I say this whole offense stinks. It stinks.
And it starts with what you're suggesting. You tell me that he's the best player in football. You tell me this is a running team.
Give him the damn ball.
That's right.
Let's get to the
takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
My takeaway is that Andy's ghosting you because he didn't return my text.
I have an update. Not on the picks front, but he did text me what I actually needed.
Okay.
For our we'll follow him up on the picks. Don't worry about it.
Mark Wahlberg can deliver an Oscar-worthy winning performance as Bill Belichick, and the movie's still gonna suck.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
In a fat suit.
Hey, Abe, I appreciate you, my brother, filling in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Let's go, Dogs. And come on, Falcons. Get a damn win, man. We'll see y'all Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.